The shop windows are full of Christmas displays, and for the past few evenings, streets have been full of people out celebrating, maybe making their way home, still wearing Santa hats after the office party. But what about people who don't have homes to go to? What does Christmas mean to rough sleepers bedding down in shop doorways or car parks, stairways or under a railway bridge? Well, some of those getting a hot meal and some carol singing at the Glasgow City Mission last night gave our reporter Hugh Williams a frank insight into what it's really like.
When I was younger, I got in a lot of trouble with the police. My family gave up on me and I ended up homeless, living the streets, in and out of hostels since I was 15, and I'm 35 now.
You try landing your ass in the middle of Killing Road Park, 3 inches of snow. It's not an easy experience. Try lying on a bench in George Square and the rain's pissing down and you're soaked to the skin. Or even try lying down the Clyde in the middle of a howling gale and the water's lapping over the edge, soaking your sleeping bag.
That sort of sunk into depression, drugs, drinks, you know what I mean? I had to get my face every night to get a sleep, if you know what I mean. It was freezing up here, you know what I mean? It was times I felt like ending it, you know what I mean? It got that bad, you know what I mean? When I was on the streets, I got that low, you know what I mean? I couldn't feel any lower, you know what I mean?
I hated Christmas. Christmas was another day to me. I just used to go to sleep for it. I ignored it, wake up, and it was gone.
Why did you hate it so much?
Just because I never had anybody to share it with, didn't feel special.
All you think about is where you can get dry clothes. Who knows somewhere that's warm to sleep, who knows somewhere that's dry to sleep. Where you can get something to eat, that's all it actually goes into your head. There's nothing else, you know what I mean?
So Christmas Day is just another day you have to get through, I suppose.
Aye, just another day you go get past. It's like alcoholics, one day at a time.
This place saved my life. If this place wasn't here, I'd have killed myself. These people are so good. They don't ask you for nothing. They're so helpful. It is unbelievable.
You come in here and you see people and you meet people. And there's Peter. That's my pal. There's Chris. That's my pal. There's Gary. That's my pal. There's Terry. That's my pal. I'll die for all these guys. I know it's a hard thing to try to get people that don't know what we're talking about to understand, but it's true. We all look out for each other. We all love each other.
It's like a family in here. It's like a brotherhood, you know what I mean? It's, even the staff, I knew a lot of the staff, known a lot of the staff for years. And they actually give me something to do during the day now as well. I use the gym in here now. I mean, I've turned my life around completely.
The reality of life for some of those who are homeless at Christmas. Our reporter Hugh Williams at the Glasgow City Mission.